Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Soul Train Health and Fitness segment on WGXC 90.7 FM. My name's Ed Furtick, and today our guest is Nicole Metters Keegan, a Pilates specialist who lives in Hudson, New York. And good morning, Nicole.
Hi, Ed. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So you're a certified instructor in Pilates, yoga, and spin, and you're here today to tell the listener what is Pilates?
Good question. A lot of people pronounce it wrong and think that it's performed on top of a ball or with a TheraBand because you see these commercials on television. It was really created in the early 20th century by a German-born gymnast and athlete named Joseph Pilates. And it's a practice of mental and physical conditioning. And he also was a brilliant engineer that designed all of these really special apparatus that are made of steel pulleys and springs and leather beds and ropes. And they're quite imaginative and beautiful and I think that he's a real genius architect, and that's what makes Pilates so special to me is the equipment that it's performed on.
Okay, so Joseph Pilates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I really didn't know that there was a lot of equipment, so yeah. I'm already learning stuff. So what is it that this equipment does for you?
Well, it's a form of... It's set up on a grid.
Okay, you're going to need to hold the microphone very close to your mouth.
I thought you were pushing it down. Okay. So there's a couple of pieces of apparatus. The main one that's the most interesting to people sometimes is called the reformer. And in 1926, Joe Pilates patented that as a gymnastic apparatus for corrective exercise. And one, when they're on their back pushing against the springs, first of all, it's weight-bearing exercise, light weight-bearing. It also, the reformer and the Cadillac transmit this feeling of symmetry to the body. So you're sort of held and cradled and supported inside the apparatus and also challenged by the springs.
The apparatus is called the reformer,
yeah, the reformer
and the Cadillac?
And the Cadillac, and there's a thing called the Wonder Chair.
Okay, so spend 30 seconds describing each one of those pieces of
the Wonder Chair, Joe was in a circus, and it was a traveling piece of equipment. So it's a chair. He also designed it like as a first home gym. You could sit in it in your living room, and it has a couple springs and a pedal, so you can go up and down on it. The reformer is like a bed on wheels, and it has spring resistance as well for your legs, and you can do plank, cores, things like that on it. The Cadillac looks like a trapeze. It's a bed as well. It sort of resembles a hospital bed.
Okay. Now, so these three pieces of apparatus are all doing something similar to your body?
Yeah.
Which is what?
Well, they help define the exercises. So let's say, first of all, if you were a super fit person, he loved to train boxers and athletes and dancers when he first came to New York City. Or let's say you have arthritis, you have major back pain. A lot of doctors send clients to me for rehabilitation. Either way, they help rule the exercise. The machines, to me, I've been taking Pilates since the late 90s, kind of create a metaphor for the way the body moves.
So do these machines, in effect, stretch you in a certain
absolutely.
Way?
Yeah, absolutely. You feel traction off of the machines.
You feel traction.
You feel pressure. You feel massage. You feel support. Let's say you haven't exercised in 20 years and you can't do a sit-up. You can hold on to a wooden bar that's spring-loaded and roll up and roll back.
Okay, so could we say, in effect, that this is what Pilates is about stretching you out and making you more limber?
Sure, it's about strengthening that, mostly conditioning the middle of your body, the middle of you, the area between your armpits and your knees, so that Joe was really interested in a healthy spine. Because it's your nervous system highway. So you're working spinal health and strengthening your core in Pilates primarily. And it's this idea of a conversation between your brain and your body. So it can also be like a moving meditation.
Right. So is Pilates the chiropractor's worst nightmare because you're curing everyone's spine?
That's a good question, actually. I certainly send my clients to chiropractors when they need it, or an acupuncturist, you know. But both of those systems, chiropractic and Pilates, put movement in the spine, and that's what's healing about both of those practices.
Okay. Now, when, let's say someone is coming into a Pilates studio for the first time, I guess, as opposed to doing this at home, we'll talk about that later. But okay, so they walk in for the first time, they haven't stretched in their once in their lives. So what does a Pilates instructor do? Okay. I mean, take a look at them and say, you should be doing this piece of equipment, you should be doing that. How does it all work?
Pilates is a system. So if you find a classical Pilates studio, all kinds of there's all kinds of different takes on Pilates, but there's a system with a beginning, middle, and end. So we actually, most classical Pilates instructors follow that system, let's say. So we start with basic exercises and we progress people to intermediate ones. And they're usually the same exercises if you went to Dallas, to Berlin, to hopefully, right, to Hudson, New York. But definitely we all bring a different flavor and style. You know, I often bring in yoga to my sessions. We try to make the person feel comfortable. We are having a conversation with their brain, right? We're talking to you, giving you directions. Your brain has to talk to your muscles. And that it's a practice of concentration.
Where do you work, by the way?
Pilates Hudson, yeah.
Pilates Hudson. Okay. And so a person may come in for their first session and you can tell right away that they should move on to some different level because I don't know. What
sure,
would be
yeah,
the reasons?
That's a good question, because some people come in, they have spent a lifetime in fitness. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're a little broken by it. They're maybe in their 50s or 60s, and they know how to move. They've been exercising their whole lives, and they're looking for a smarter way to exercise. Pilates, to me, is like the thinking man's exercise.
Okay.
It can be a sweaty workout. It could be a very supportive workout, and that's what we decide in the beginning, what the client needs individually.
Yeah, I love these interviews because sometimes something pops up and you just use the word sweaty.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't have occurred to me that Pilates is something that would work up a sweat. Can you burn calories off
absolutely.
In Pilates?
Absolutely.
Spend a minute explaining that.
Well, in the beginning, it takes time to learn the choreography and the exercises. And so some people who are really fit, I've had people that come in, that like a Marine come in, and we can spend time working very deeply and slowly. Some of my clients have been taking classes for 10 to 12 years. We flow, and they are absolutely sweating by the end of that workout, right? We might hold a minute-long plank and a class that I teach. So it's really up to the individual where they're at, what their own level of fitness is, and how we can improve on that. And if they want to be sweating, if you don't want to be sweating, it's very individualized program, actually.
Okay, so if you're going for your first Pilates session, I guess you just need what, comfortable clothing and sneakers, or
you can be barefoot.
Okay,
and just be, you know, sort of. Curiosity helps a lot.
But you want comfortable.
Comfortable clothing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and you don't, in the studios, all the equipment that you need is already there, or do you have to buy something and bring it with you?
No, you don't. You just, most studios, you just show up, and you certainly can practice Pilates at home. And with the internet now, there's websites that have Pilates classes you can find, and books, and you can travel doing Pilates. So it is very accessible.
Are the balls, you mentioned balls in the beginning, do they have like inflatable balls that you can carry with you and inflate them in your hotel room?
That would be a drag. I just inflated a ball on Sunday and it took way too long. But the idea of the ball is that it's a moving base. And those pieces of equipment are also moving, so that you have to balance on top of them and perform exercises while moving.
Okay. How much does it cost to usually to go to a studio and do Pilates?
I think it can range from anywhere from a $5 to $10, $15 mat class to a $80 private or a $65 private.
Well, you're getting me interested. So you may have a new customer. Well, This has been the Soul Train Sports Health and Fitness segment on WGXC 90.7 FM. We're going to have Nicole back in the future to talk about spin classes or spinning. And again, our guest has been Nicole Meters Keegan, certified Pilates instructor, and she can be reached at PilatesHudson@gmail.com. Thank you, Nicole, for being here.
Thanks so much, Ed. Pleasure.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you.